Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Lions, we brought this up. They have five of the best 25 under 25. And this is a recurring theme. The same thing was true last year, even with Amon-Ra St. Brown no longer qualifying, even though Aiden no longer qualifies. They're well represented. It's a hierarchy exercise. Sewell, Branch, Gibbs, Laporta, Joseph all made the list. Mm-hmm. J-Mo didn't. Where does he fit in the hierarchy of Lions quality young players? Because I don't think he should be ahead of Sam Laporta. Sam Laporta is more integral to what this football team does. Sam Laporta, some of it's the position he plays, better blocker, but also more reliable on third down, red zone, finishing drives. You want to go for it, short yardage, a little play action to Laporta. J-Mo, I wouldn't put him in this list.
It's tough because both guys unlock different parts of the offense. And when we saw J-Mo come on this year, the threat of going deep, the threat of the speed, anybody that matches up with him is going to be 3 yards deeper than they normally would be. And if I'm going to line up 5 yards off the line of scrimmage and give a little bit of a cushion, but enough to where I can react to where this receiver is going, watch how every other corner or defensive back lines up against him. They got to give him a cushion. And I think when you look at that in the context of what John Morton said of a breakout season for J-Mo, I think there's a lot of different ways that they could use him, not just sending him deep, but some crossing routes, some things across the middle where early in the career, he had some drop issues.
Yes.
Those have, for the most part, gone away. And I think there are, not only can he have a breakout year, I think there are much more to this offense that can be unlocked. Everybody wants to know, well, what's going to happen with this offense without Ben Johnson? I think a fresh set of eyes looking at the talent that they have, and not ignoring what Amon-Ra St. Brown or Laporta or Gibbs or anybody brings to the offense, but what J-Mo can do to help all of those other guys.
Yeah, like I like having a player of J-Mo's skill set because it keeps safeties honest and then lets the Lions get back to what they do, which is pound the rock, play action pass. But part of the play action passing game is your tight end at Sam Laporta. I think that's just more of the bedrock who this football team is. Sam Laporta's had big playoff moments, big red zone touchdown catches. I think he's the more quality, dependable player. And I know his numbers went down from his first season to his second season. I have a feeling you want to talk about big years coming up. Sam Laporta is going to be a key cog in this offense.
There's no question. My question to you is if, let's just say this year, Amon-Ra St. Brown stays fairly consistent with right around 1,200 yards, somewhere between 1,200 and 1,300 yards.
Okay.
J-Mo's numbers go up from 1,000 to right around 1,200 yards.
So sure.
Okay. Another 200 yards. At that point,
where's it coming from?
Well, okay, it could just be an addition.
Okay.
You know, or where is it coming from? Yeah, I know that there could be, you know, less yardage by somebody else. But if that's the case in terms of long term, if you've got two receivers that are 1,200 yard receivers, how is he not a part of the future?
Well, he'll have the fifth year option, and then the conversations will be about extensions.
Right.
But can you extend him at, can you have two receivers? They don't want to pay two edge rushers. They're going to pay two receivers because receivers are a pricey position, and Holmes has even said that outwardly when discussing the long-term plans of these contracts.
Well, the focus of this team, the focus of what Brad Holmes has done has always been putting together the best offense possible. And so characteristics say, yeah, he would be a part of it, but it becomes, what do you have to sacrifice? Because we've seen with T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase, like they're doing that, but they're balking at Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah, which is silly to me.
They can't even pay one edge there because they pay two receivers. So,
right.
See how it's all intertwined?
It is.
I'm very perplexed with J-Mo's future right now. My gut is he's blossoming late and that he's could turn into kind of a special player in this league, a dynamic playmaking type player. Like I was telling you in the break, and you like the comp. I think he's got the chance to realize the potential that Hollywood Brown didn't, meaning a deep threat, a playmaking guy that can do versatile things on the field. But Hollywood had the drops.
But you know what that guy though is though, and it's important, but it's not like your foundation piece. Hollywood Brown's not one of the 5 to 6 critical young players on your football team. He's a cherry on top the sundae. Like that's what J-Mo is to this offense. He's the cherry on top, right? He takes the top off the defense. He lets you do the fun, exciting stuff. But you're talking your ice cream and your hot fudge. That is your offensive line. That is your run game. That's your tight end, your play action pass. That's who this football team is.
A candy on top of the dessert.
Exactly.
Thank you.
I think if J-Mo leaves, we'll sit back and watch some highlights down the road that we wish he was still here. But you can't have everything that you want. You can't.
No, it is. It's like a sundae in that way, right? Okay. Yeah. The offensive line's the ice cream. It's the base.
Yeah. Or the brownie.
Or sure. Well, the brownie.
Who's the brownie on the lines? 2-4.
I would argue, Amon-Ra St. Brown is pretty critical. So he's one of those prime toppings. Whatever whipped cream goes on most Sundays, fudge. The prime topping is St. Brown. Your secondary topping to me is Laporta. Your third topping of this offense is
sprinkles.
J-Mo, sprinkles.
Sprinkles. Yes. Is that the new nickname for him?
The
sprinkles.
Cream.
Hey, sprinkles.
The fireworks of the ice cream. Sprinkles.
Oh, come on. It's Marm Alarm.
Yeah, we can get red, white, and blue.
Sorry. But anyway, just how you guys viewed this. The Lions well represented again, but J-Mo not on the list. Do you view him as part of this core in this nucleus? These are the questions that they're going to have moving forward. How much of this is what the Lions did in the draft, John? They didn't take a receiver in the first or the second, but they traded multiple thirds to get a player that Brad Holmes has publicly praised, said he was his favorite receiver in the draft. Does it give you any indication of J-Mo?
Well, it may be his favorite receiver in the draft. But if you go back to J-Mo's draft, was J-Mo his favorite receiver in that draft? And so now he's picking between two of his favorites, and he may have to cost more. Well, yes, at that time, one's going to cost more.
No,
but
I'm saying next year, if he has to make a call, one's on a rookie deal and one's going to be on a fifth year with a big extension.
But what's the cap for Tesla? Is it?
It's going to be minimal, right?
Wide receiver two. I'm talking about when you're making that decision
skill,
on whether
skill,
or not you're going to keep J-Mo. Can he fill the role of J-Mo? And I would say no.
Well, and how much does he show this year? I think we'll help answer that. Some ticket text, 248-539-9797 says, I can't wait for J-Mo to be a free agent with Kansas City and turn into a Hall of Famer because people in the city don't appreciate him enough. Let him go to KC and see what happens. First of all, KC already has their J-Mo. It's Xavier Worthy.
Yeah, their speed guy.
Yeah, they've got their speed guy. He's a good player.
Yeah, but just imagine him in Buffalo.
Sure.
That seems like it would be a no-brainer for Buffalo because they didn't address the offense in this draft and they took a lot of heat from it. The GM got in a little spat with the media about it. That could be a landing spot for him. And then look out if that happens.
Yeah, but I could go the other way. What if he ends up in an organization that's not stable? You know what I'm saying? Like a team that's got money to burn, doesn't have a culture, needs a player. They throw him a bag. He sees tougher coverage. He'll still be explosive. But this idea that I think some of his success is because he is in this offense. I mean, it's
yes,
for as much as
but
you
it could
say,
also
he benefits,
be limited because he's in this offense.
Yeah, but I'm talking about an offense where the safeties are in conflict. Like in another offense where they don't run the ball as effectively, you are going to get more blanket coverage and too high, and J-Mo's going to have a harder time because you've conceded his route running is still a work in progress, right?
I don't think I conceded that.
Okay, it's gotten better.
It's gotten better, but his route running is just different. It's a different style than Amon-Ra St. Brown because speed kills.
Yeah.
And when you have to play off of a guy an extra 2 or 3 yards, then all of a sudden, that's why I think there is so much to unlock. And I don't think it's out of line for John Morton to say, yeah, J-Mo could have a breakout season because there are many more ways that you could use him other than just, hey, J-Mo, on 7 of these 8 plays, we want you to go deep as fast as you can. And we'll hit you on maybe one of them.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Boys, if Tesla is good, there's no discussion. J-Mo's gone. Smitty in a car says J-Mo is DeSean Jackson.
Oh, I think he's more than that.
I think you might be sleeping on what DeSean Jackson was at his peak.
Well, no, I saw DeSean Jackson.
I like that comp, actually.
DeSean Jackson had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different 1,000-yard seasons in the National Football League. But I don't think that's the slander that you took it as.
I'm not saying slander. I think J-Mo's better.
Okay, he had a 1,300-yard season. His last year with the Eagles, DeSean Jackson did.
As a number one receiver.
82 catches, 1,300 yards, 9 touchdowns. He made the Pro Bowl.
He was a very roller coaster player, though.
Yeah, and so was J-Mo.
And it would be like a 3 catches for 113 and a touchdown because he'd bust one.
Right.
You know? So I like that comparison. High
yard per catch. I mean, like, for his career average, 17 yards per catch, DeSean Jackson.
Exactly what J-Mo will average less, or almost at 17.3.
Yeah. Now, some seasons peaked at over 20 yards a catch, which I wouldn't rule out J-Mo.
No.
Having a season like that.
That's why, I mean, so when you're talking about running routes, Amon-Ra St. Brown runs precision routes because he doesn't have the speed that J-Mo has. J-Mo doesn't have to run those precision routes, but he's still a really good route runner.
Reliability alone, I take Laporta over J-Mo. No distractions. Makes the tough catches on third down. He's a winning player. And Texture says, I'm not giving 3 of the guys on that list a second contract after their rookie deals. No extension for Laporta, Gibbs, and he says Williams. Williams wasn't on the list.
But. Right. So I think we're going to be going down this road unless they address it with Jahmyr Gibbs early, like they did with Amon-Ra, Penei, and all of these guys that are getting new contracts. The expiration date of a running back, and part of Gibbs, who has not been hurt, is his explosiveness.
Yes.
And at some point, You talk about, like, if I lost a step as an offensive lineman, right, technique and experience and all of those different things could help me make up for it. If he loses a half a step, that's a huge hit to his effectiveness.
John, you could tell me if I'm wrong on this. It's the difference between a 4-yard run and a 40-yard run in some cases.
Oh, yeah. You when he bounces things out to the outside, when we talk about J-Mo and those reverses that don't lose yardage, like the reason it doesn't lose yardage is because he's just faster than everybody else on the field. It's the same thing with Jahmyr Gibbs. When he bounces those balls to the outside, he's just faster than everyone else on the field.
Look, it's a good problem to have. Lions have had 5 in the top 25 under 25 for back-to-back years. Some have extensions, some have not. J-Mo hasn't been on the list. It would beg the question, is he not one of these guys who's part of the long-term plan?
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.